straight away his best
Love
work.
Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Get ready to cook right now as we're starting our blueberry tea set. We'll be on for the next 2 hours. And hopefully I'll see you when you're done with yours. See you guys later. Thank you.
man. World's nuts, man. It's all good for Clinton. Anything, anytime something bad happens, good for Bill Clinton. Just get people off his ass. Stop thinking about me. Good. Kids got shot. Good, good. Good, good. People not thinking about me. Ooh, tornado. Good, good. Oh, people ain't thinking about me. Clinton damn near got impeached for what? For what? Lied about a blowjob so his wife wouldn't find out. Is that against the law? Do you need the Supreme Court for that one? You could have took that one to the People's Court. Could have took that one to Judge Judy. She'd have knocked it out in a half hour plus commercial. What the fuck did Clinton do? They was charging him with shit I didn't even know was crime. Like, oh, you got us some gifts. So what? He got us some gifts. That's his friend. You can't buy your friend a gift. Try to get a job. You can't get your friend a job. Shit, 80% of people in this room got their job because a friend recommended it. It's against the law to get your friend a job. Shit, she blew him for a couple of months. The least he could do is give her a recommendation. The least he could do. Like, see, people, everybody expects this holy behavior because he the president. Expect him to behave this holy way. He's just the president. He ain't Reverend Clinton. It ain't Pastor Clinton. It ain't Maharaja Clinton. It is just Bill Clinton. He's just a man. A man gonna be a man. A man is basically as faithful as his option. That's how faithful a man is. No more, no less. And you see all these fat Republican guys going, I would never do such a thing. This is a travesty. I'm like, nobody's trying to blow you. Ain't no 20-year-old girls trying to blow Orrin Hatch. Ain't nobody trying to get Newt Gingrich, son. I don't give a fuck. You ain't never going to hear Newt Gingrich go, man, I wish these hoes would back up off me. I wish they would just back the fuck up off of me. Let her play a play. Shit. That's right, man. That's right. See, now this whole Monica Lewinsky scandal, a lot of this shit is Hillary's fault. That's right. I said it. I said it. It had to be said. Somebody got to say it. Everybody, ooh, Hillary's a hero. Hillary's a hero. No, she ain't. Aquaman's a hero. He can talk to the fishes. What the fuck can Hillary do? A lot of this shit is Hillary's fault. Cause ladies, you know your man. You know your man better than he knows himself. You know what kind of man you got. You know if you got the craze and need a blowjob all the time, man. It's like sometimes you got to save your man from himself. So you know what happens if he don't get his medicine. So Hillary Clinton put us all in danger. She put the security of the free world in jeopardy, and she needs to suffer the consequences for her actions. That's right. She the first lady. She about to be the first one on her knees to suck his dick. Shit. Shit. Monica Lewinsky shouldn't even have stood a chance. Hillary supposed to already be down there like, hey, I got it, I got it. I got it. I got the dick. Tickle his ass or something. Tickle his ass. Yeah, grab a ball, useful. They always been on good.
movement drifts to the place of a deep salvage base.
Bio read after all on the green with which she's alive.
That was a salvage, right?
She's sent to Gateway Station in hospital for weeks.
Side effect of such an unusually long hypersleep.
The company man Bert confirms all her fears.
You were out there for 57 years.
When she feels better, she has to go to court about blowing up the Nostromo and the alien she fought. In space, no one can hear you scream. At least that was the case with Ripley's last team. No one believes her, now Ripley is shocked.
Because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
When they condescended, Ripley lets her temper fly.
You can just kiss all back to die.
Van Leeuwen finds her guilty and confines her to a station for 6 months probation and a psych evaluation. Now the alien planet is occupied apparently, a mining colony with
maybe 70 families.
A few months later and the company's in a fix.
We've lost contact with LV-426.
Why, this could be, the company's none the wiser.
I would like you there as an advisor.
Ripley says no, comes as no shock though when she decides to go on the ship's Sonoco. Although she's new, she joins the crew and they all wake up in their cryo chew. Hypersleep don't appeal, but it's part of the deal.
You look just like I feel.
A pole's more effective than any alarm.
Day in the Marine Corps like a day on the farm. They want me to do adventures of this for you.
Hudson replies.
Pleasure, sir. I like that.
Look into my eye.
Pascal does more push-ups than anyone can.
Have you ever been mistaken for a man?
They all get ready and go to have lunch.
The lieutenant's took a date with the rest of his friends.
Bishop does his knife trick as fast as he can. Hudson says,
I wasn't funny, man.
The robot Bishop offers Ripley a plate.
Stay away from me, Bishop. You got that straight?
Now they're on a bug hunt. There's no doubt about it.
How do I get out of this chicken shit outfit?
Vasquez makes light of the death of Ripley's crew.
I hope you're right. I really do.
By 6 a.m. he wants the preparations done and clear.
Assholes and elbows.
There's an empty power loader and Ripley gets on it. To show off in front of Hicks, she says,
where you want it?
They pose with the smart guns, the mission's way easy. They pour through the door and board the APT. Inside the dropship, the armor car parks, and Pharaoh's about to blast off.
And remember,
not one to frown, Hudson's acting the clown.
Express elevator to hell, going down.
The dropship dies, Pharaoh keeps them alive.
We're in the fight, 5 by 5.
They get there quick to LV-426, they pull there.
Somebody wake up here.
The dropship lands, the APC is mad. They jump out as planned and the landscape is scanned. They inspect the first deck, the checks are reserved. As they expect, the complex is deserted. Rain from above comes down in a flood. Holes burnt by the aliens.
That's it from blood.
Contained in meds that are bar parasites to see.
Looks like love at first sight to me.
An alert is heard on the motion tracker, but it's a little girl who will go and catch her. She dies down the chute, but Ripley's in pursuit. After a brief dispute, she becomes a new recruit. The girl is cute, but appears to be mute. They get to the root. They scan for the colonists, data information. They find them at the atmosphere processing station. A bomb brings up the rear, they have no fear. They pack up the gear, the colonists are near.
What is it, Hudson?
The image ain't clear.
You tell me, man, I only work here.
Ripley spots an immediate danger.
They're right under the primary heat exchanger.
Look, we can't have any firing in there.
He's fucking crazy.
They don't think it's fair. That's when they find the colonist cocooned in the wall.
Get over here, we got a live one.
They hear Dietrich call.
Just
blood sprays through a vest and a baby alien burst through a chest. They wipe out the alien with a torrent of flame. They got themselves to blame. The tracker goes insane.
Maybe they don't show up on his thread at all.
But Dietrich at the wall is the first to fall. With Dietrich lost, next goes fast. Ammunition goes off at a terrible cost. It's all gone wrong.
What is going on?
But this is the end of the sergeant's career.
Sergeant's gone! Look at him!
They've taken a knock, they're all in shock, but the scouts are last as a plan.
Let's run!
A rescue is something Gorman won't allow.
Get them out of there!
Do it now!
Ripley takes charge after strapping all the crew in.
Ripley, what the hell are you doing?
She drives to the site to clean up this mess, then crashes through the wall at the alien nest. There's no time for grieving, those that aren't breathing. As they bring up the rear, Vasquez makes a mistake, and a flood of acid blood gets the face of poor Drake. They try to close the door, they hear a deep hiss. Hicks grabs his shotgun and shouts,
"He's there!"
Then Ripley speeds away, escaping the monster. The box falls where it's stored, knocking Gorman unconscious. An alien drops from the top, but is not from the ride. A ladder crashes past through the brass doors outside. Hicks gets it to stop by saying,
"He's down!"
They patch themselves up and throw some ideas around. Ripley isn't daunted, she gets things sorted.
We take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
The drop ships on its way, a bit they're assured. The Pharaoh doesn't know about the alien on board. With the pilot gone, the ship slices with some boulders. Relief turns to alarm for Ripley and the soldiers. The APC and dropship go supernova.
Game over, man. Game over.
They decide to go inside, listening to new closely.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
After the Marines' annihilation, they head back to operations to fortify the station for more alien invasion. So piling the weapons and collecting all the rations, Ripley checks the company log to find out how it happened. It was Bert being a jerk that made the situation fall.
You sent them out there and you didn't even warn them.
Bishop calls a meeting with everyone attending.
That's it.
Emergency venting.
The cooling towers ruptured during the battle early on. The place was going to explode and they didn't have long. Someone's got to go to the uplink tower to remote pilot the dropship within the next hour. Bishop volunteered but no one else in the group did.
I may be synthetic, but I'm not stupid.
So they open up a tunnel, Bishop gets inside, but it'll take a while to get there because it isn't very wide. And Ripley goes for a nap with Newt on the floor, but when she wakes up she has a shock in store. Somebody came in and set the facehuggers free, then locked the lab door so Ripley can't flee. Ripley waves to the camera hoping they will be seen, but Burke slowly turns off the monitor screen. The gun's in the other room now, but they just can't make it. The windows won't break, but Ripley uses her head and sets off the fire alarm instead. That's when a face overhops from up on the top. She throws it away, but it cannot be stopped. You start screaming, open Hicks will find her, but doesn't notice the face hugger behind her. That's when the Marines arrive and Hicks jumps to the glass. Hudson pushes Luke aside, shooting the face like a fan. The rest of them gather around to try and save Ripley. They pull the parasite off her and they take it out quickly. She struggles to talk as her throat is still hurt. To get back to operation to start giving Burke hell, Hudson says,
"This dog needs hell."
Alright, we wasted.
The mood has gone sour, the lights go out, Ripley said. The motion tracker goes off, there's movement in the hall, so they see that the doors are backed against the wall.
Inside the room.
So Hicks gets in the ceiling and illuminates the gloom. The aliens drop down, the situation's dire. Burke makes his escape while the Marines are on fire. He blocks the barricade as the banging on the door comes face to face with another xenomorph. The Marines are outnumbered, Hudson settling in the score. When they come from underneath him and they pull him through the floor. But scares well the door, doesn't look like it'll last. With the exit still behind him, it looks like they are stuck, but they're in luck. Luke leads them down the air duct. Hicks asks Bishop, how long until he's finished?
ETA, 16 minutes.
Oscar gets Bishop to rear as the aliens attack, but after from an alien, puts them on her back. Gorma goes to help her, but then comes the unexpected. An alien bursts up and blocks the only exit. They get out some grenades and finish the job for them.
You always were an asshole, Gorma.
The other three escape, Luke's hit by a blast. He slips through Ripley's grasp on the ventilator shaft. They're spurred on now by the tracker alert, but when they get to the lift, Hicks gets hurt. They have to take off his armor as acid disintegrates him. Ripley has to carry in, doesn't look like he will make it. Ripley gets into the dropship, puts Bishop on the spot. She wants to rescue Newt.
We're not leaving!
We're not?
She loads up all the guns and prepares to save her with the personal locator that Hicks gave her. She goes to sub-level 3 despite Bishop's insistence.
15 minutes to reach minimum safe distance.
She'll follow Newt's signal until she is found, but that's when she finds the wristband on the ground. Newt starts screaming. Luckily, Ripley hears her and blasts the face hugger before it gets nearer. She picks up Newt gently without being seen, but then accidentally backs into the Queen. The Queen sees that Ripley is armed to the teeth, so she calls off her guards and lets Ripley retreat. She's just about out without the aliens harassing, but then an egg opens and Ripley starts blasting. Ripley goes mental, and who can blame her? She shoots everything inside, destroying the egg chamber. After wasting all the ammo, which would be handy later, she escapes with Luke to the nearest elevator. But the launch pad is empty of dropship and crew. The lift opens up, the Queen's managed to find her, the Bishop dropship appears behind her. They jump on the ramp and are chased by the Queen. The ship's caught in debris, but then it breaks free. They fly off into complex, melt up below them, and the dropship is dropped by a nuclear explosion. They get back safe. Bishop did great. The artificial person is finally her mate. But they failed! Bishop's impaled! Right up to the hill! Ripped in half, drew in blood like a fountain of milk!
Here!
Says Ripley and runs to the door to distract the Queen while Newt hides in the floor! The Queen gets frustrated, with Newt escaping without hesitating, starts ripping up the grating! But before much waiting, Ripley comes straight in, armed with a power loader and a class 2 rating! Newt's trapped in a ditch, screaming high pitch!
Get away from her, you bitch!
Ripley's now locked and cleans the Queen's dock, who gets knocked across the dock over through the airlock! But without a pause, the Queen grabs her with the claws, and they fall with force on the loading bay doors! Ripley's first up, and quickly climbs the ladder! The Queen's pinned down, but still manages to grab her! But Ripley isn't done! She activates the control, and sucks the Queen alien right out of the hole! She flies into space, and now she's been disposed! Ripley pushes the button to make sure the door's closed! Although Bishop's torn in half, he's still friendly to them!
Not bad for it.
They get in their cryo tubes after defeating the Queen. Newt is finally safe.
Can I dream?
They go to hypersleep and head home with speed, but the survivor's future would be dark indeed. But mysteriously, some eggs have ended up on board. Facehuggers make their way to where the cryo tubes are stored. An electrical fire is started by acid, and the pods are rejected because the damage is massive. Newt drowns in the tube because they crash in the sea, and Hicks dies on impact, impaled by a beam. Bishop is smashed beyond repair, and Ripley is forced to shave off her hair. But worst of all, it turns out the bitch is back. The planet's prisoner population is promptly attacked. They have no weapons. Ripley has to use her head and burn the alien in hot lead instead. The company comes looking, but before they can find her, Ripley kills herself. She had an alien inside. And if you thought this story went in a funny direction, wait until you see Alien Resurrection.
Game over, man! Hey.
right now, we gon' kill it. A little bit of old with the new. Yeah, sound really good, let me say that. Right about now, I wanna give much respect to Donny Hathaway. Coming up with the groove. Yeah, we'd like to bring it back to 1994. My name is E.C. Rogers. Chilling out with Jester Funk. Said a little something like this. It went down like this.
lightning bolt, lying once in my mama's belly. When I was born, the midwife screamed and shout, I had fire and brimstone coming out of my mouth. On a trauma, I got the voices of many in my throat, the teeth of a frog and the tail of a goat. I'm a stoma.
Oh yeah. Yes, master. Exuma, the Obia man, dropping a little hex education on you. Yes, indeed. Good evening. Welcome. As we are in the middle of our blueberry iced tea groove. I'm DJ Honeycomb, Michael Lewis Singman. As always, it is good to be with you. The blueberry iced tea groove, proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the brothers and sisters of the Black Athletes What's Network. Dead on the case and giving you the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the Brother Man Network and my main man, Gary Norris Gray, DJ Gray, with a strong set this evening. What's up, G?
Wow, it's unbelievable. Woo!
There you go. Sometimes woo is enough. That's hard. Yeah. That is awesome.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Music is a powerful weapon. Music is a key to happiness, to love, to political story.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, you know, listen, when it comes down to it, music is a combination of math and magic, because when you put these things together, amazing things happen. Just like when we write stuff and we look at the redundant and say, damn, I did that. Musicians sometimes vibe like that. And hearing Jose Feliciano do California Dreamin',
yes,
put a little salsa on that bad boy. I mean, that was wicked, you know?
Yes.
And we know that there are a lot of disabled artists who flourish in spite because they let their gift shine through.
It Roland, because another one just blew me away.
Rashawn Roland, yeah. Listen, man. I wonder if you were going to play Bright Moments. Yes, that's right.
Please,
that's
right,
one of my favorites.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
Roland Kirk to play six different instruments.
I know. Yeah, I know. His nickname was the Whistle Man.
This guy was blind.
Mm-hmm. You got to play Bright Moments on your show. Whether you do it Thursday or Sunday, it is an amazing piece of music. It's one of my favorites. Not that
okay,
it's my favorite.
I will.
Yes. But yes, it's some good stuff. Anyway, as we carry on, you know, Wednesday is going to be a big deal. I sent you a link from John Oliver, who I like a lot. He's funny. He's smart.
Yes.
And he is in that category of humorist where he peels apart the absurdity of shit and puts it out there point blank.
Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
If people paid attention, Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions played Monday night.
Yes, they did.
There was a 7-point spread.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth quarter, Detroit had the ball. And one of the announcers was sweating in the booth. Literally sweating in the booth.
Yep. They bet. We don't have to even pretend. We know they bet. Last year, we caught somebody bitching about the fact that they had bet $1,000 on the game between the Ravens and the Cleveland Browns, and because they messed up the snap and the ball ended up being a safety at the end, somebody lost big money on that shit. So we know this gambling problem may be ready to tip over even before the season is not even a quarter of the way in. But we're going to talk about that tomorrow on the Hump Day special at 9 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, all of the chefs will be in attendance to lay it all down. Meanwhile, G, what you got cooking for us the rest of the week?
Well, I'm going to wrap up the ball They will be on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, it'll be, we're going to go to church. Alabama against Mississippi. The Blind Boys of Alabama against the Blind Boys of Mississippi. And we're going to go to church.
All right. Gospel showdown. Make sure y'all put something in the plate. Yes, we look forward to that.
Yes, sir.
7 o'clock Sunday, followed by Music Therapy Mindstream at 9. Now, having said that, G, anything else you got to say before I go back to work?
You know what I'm going to say?
Mm-hmm.
People need to wash your hands.
Yes, indeedy.
Wear a mask.
Yes, indeedy.
And you got to wash your ass. Wash your damn ass.
Don't nobody want to be smelling like wild onions and toe jam? Come on now. Wash your ass. And make sure you take a mask with you just in case you're in an environment where a mask is mandatory. And don't be sitting there trying to make
arguments.
Also,
Michael, this is New York, California. You have to have your imagination card with you. So take your imagination card with you.
Holy shit.
Yes.
It is serious. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised so many people will relax with this. If it has the spur and action or spur action like this, yeah, come on with it. So having said all of that, let me get back to work. We'll see you tomorrow evening at 9 with the Hump Day Special, 9 Eastern. Of course, Thursday back with another Blueberry Tea Groove. Saturday to Stir Fry at 2 p.m. Eastern, followed by Gary Norris Gray and the Great Liver Cove at 4. Sunday, Brother G leaves off first at 9, and I follow up at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, and then I follow up at 9, 6 Pacific, with the Music Therapy Mind Stream. So everybody out there, please, if you're traveling, working, what have you, go safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Everybody,
I have a request for the Instagram Bacoma or Show Patrol. Anybody who knows Korean, please call me out.
Oh, shit. Here, Tom. All right. I'm not mad at you, brother. Go handle that. Anyway, let me get back to work. We see y'all later. Ciao.
Thank you. fly. It's no use. He sees her. He starts to shake. He starts to cough. Just like the old man in that famous book by Nabokov. No time,
chicken into town with the brakes complaining. I used to count lovers like railroad cars. I counted them on my side. Lately I don't count on nothing. I just let things slide.
Thank you. the way I feel. Her honest word is my only real fear. Only an honest word, maybe a sky report. Could be a weather bird if we're so close to me. Emerald eyes is a mystery. Still a thrill to the heart.
Shining bright as if covered with silver. realized that the boy had gone crazy. And I had upset him a little bit more than I thought I had. Cause evidently he had forgotten it's my house. So being the kind, generous person that I am, I did give him one more chance. But to keep him on the right track, I told him, if you find it, learn your lesson. No deposit, no return. You can't treat me like a possession. Without the fuel, if I won't burn. Without the fuel, if I won't burn. Said you gotta keep the home fire burning, baby.
Keep it burning.
Discussing these home buyers here, let us clarify a few things and speak of these buyers in depth, because evidently you are not receiving the true message I am sending out here. Now we do have two kind of buyers going on. I have a buyer and you had a buyer, because you see your buyer has just about burned out. It could be that you've been flicking your bick so much elsewhere until you done run out of fuel. I don't know this. All I know is this house is cold. There haven't even been any ashes in this fireplace recently. And I am about to add a third fire here. An outside fire. Now this fire has not yet started. Because I thought you should know the consequences of getting a fire started on the outside. Now, I am not talking about dropping a little lit match somewhere on a wet day. I am talking about burning down a whole damn county. Smokey the Bear would hate me after this. Now, only you can prevent this forest fire. You can start by getting the fire started right here. I don't mean just one of them little smoke signals going up, because your name ain't Geronimo. Now, either you do this, or there's going to be enough sparks flying around here till the whole neighborhood go think it's the 4th of July. Because I'm declaring my independence. My right for a man to offer me a Tipperillo. Oh yes, I'm gonna be smoking. Now I know you don't want this to happen, cause once you get an outside fire started, you can't control it. Every time you think you done about smothered it, a good gust of wind come through and set that Mickey Ficky on fire again. And you could end up with a wildfire. And wildfires do have a tendency to spread. Oh no, don't think you can start a fire across town and it's gonna stay over there. If you mess around and get burnt, it's gonna beat you home. And ain't no need to tell your old lady nothing about, I can't do nothing this week, baby. I was lifting something down too heavy at the job and I got a strain. Nobody. The strain gonna be on your ass. Cause you done messed around and let these outside fires reach your house. And when an outside fire spread all the way to your house, woo, you wake up one morning and your house is on fire. Building collapsing down around your ass. And you in trouble. I ain't bullshit, you in trouble, boy. I'm talking about the heat is on.
The heat is on.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
All the heat is on.
And when that much heat
couldn't put that Mickey Vicky out. And strange things start happening around the house. And then you come home one day, lo and behold, there's a different kind of log in the fireplace. A log bigger than yours. A longer log than yours. And it just burns for hours. Even after the log burned down, the coals stay hot. Then you know your ass in trouble. It's time for you to gather your twigs and split. Now I want to tell you something here. This is what is about to happen in our situation. I've been checking out the logs in the neighborhood. Nice logs. In fact, there's a whole goddamn forest out there. And I am ready with my axe to chop down the first tree I see, baby. I want you to know this. So what I suggest you do here, if you want to keep these home fires burning, is do like they do when they go downtown shopping. If you see something you want, and you don't have the money, or it might be a little too expensive or whatever the case is right now, now ain't the time for you to get it. If you really want it, you ought to put in the layaway. You ought to put something down on it.
Baby, you know there ain't no one else that can do the duty.
Larry Davis of the SOS Band. And I am sad to report that another angel has ascended, Sarah Dash, the beautiful soprano line of LaBelle and Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, passed away. She was 76 years old. I had a chance to meet her and talk to her. A beautiful lady, good heart, and she will be missed. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us, Sarah. We'll see you tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. Eastern, with the Hump Day Special for all of us here at the Tree. Good night.